Riverbend 2013 starts tonight. And as always, we are blessed to have our Jeff Stiles, in to talk about who these people are, whose names may not be familiar to you, but whose music certainly will be if you go down to the show tonight. And as always, there are going to be people on this list whose names don't mean anything to you, but by the end of the evening, you're going to be saying, wow, never heard him before, but that was great.
That's my favorite.
I've always had that experience.
That's my favorite. It really is. I mean, you know, everybody knows, you know, Jake Owen. Even if you're not into country music, you know Jake Owen. You can't possibly not know him. One of the world's most beautiful people. I mean, he's just hot as a firecracker. And I would actually say Florida Georgia Line, I got to give credit to Dixie Fuller, headlining the Bud stage. They could easily be on the Coca-Cola stage tonight.
I mean, really?
As soon as we got them booked, they blew up, kind of like Grace Potter, only much, much bigger. I think we were lucky to keep them there. But yeah, it's the little ones. It's the surprises.
It always is. Yeah. It always. What, let's start with Bud Light then.
Sure, sure.
So Brody Johnson and Dirt Road Band. That's the openers.
You know, a lot of the local folks. I mean, I can tell you what I have heard. Bob Payne does such a good job. He has a life. He actually gets to go out and see the local bands, and I rarely do. And I trust his judgment. And if he says they're good enough to make it, I generally go with the flow. I think they're one of those that their name pretty much tells you what they're about.
So it would appear then on every one of the shows, the stages rather, you're going to start the show every night with a local band?
Almost always. Yeah. Almost always. I mean, there's a couple of headliner slots for locals this year.
And it's cool that you're starting Bud Light at 5 o'clock again, like you did last year.
Always. You know, I tell you that that 5 o'clock set, when you see it, more often than not, that's going to be something we slid in there. But a lot of folks blow off that 6:15 slot, and if you have, then you have missed over the last several years. Lubrifonic and the Future Birds and bands like that, because that's where they went. They weren't headliners, but they were down there for that early set. The big massive rain we got a couple of years ago, knock on wood. The only band that played was Green Sky Bluegrass. They got about a 45-minute set in that night, and it was building before the crack of doom, you know, thunder.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed for you. The forecast as it stands at the moment looks great for the weekend.
Yes, it does.
Sure.
Yes, it does.
And Friday? Yeah, Friday's going to be all right, I think. You're going to be all right. We'll say that anyway.
What control
do we have over that?
None.
The Springs, following Brody Johnson?
Yeah, the Springs actually are a hot little band. They're based, like most young up-and-coming bands, in Nashville now. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they started in Crossville. They've got pretty much the formula down. They understand what country music fans want, and they're giving it to them.
What is
very,
that exactly?
Very, very close. You know, I mean, the
well, you talk about Nashville country, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Americana-style lyrics and a little bit more popish on the music production quality. And well, let's face it, some hot looks on the lead folks, generally, other than Jamie Johnson. There's just not a whole lot of hairy, ugly people in the world of country music these days.
And Florida Georgia Line's same
they're
true for them?
Absolutely streaking right now. I mean, they may have the number one song in the country right now. You've got to look. Look at Billboard and look at about three different charts, and they will cross over. Is Taylor Swift country anymore? I don't think
good
so.
Good question. Yeah.
I don't know.
Pop singer, really.
These guys could go there in a heartbeat, just like Zac Brown.
You know, sometimes when I'm talking to you, I think, man, I just haven't been paying attention. I have no idea who Jake Owen is, or Florida Georgia Line either, so I'm obviously going to have to catch up. On the Unum stage, Sweet and Lowdown open in the evening.
Yeah, yeah. That's something for the folks who like their music on the swinging side, no doubt. And I think that the retro sound is definitely making a comeback. You know, you look around here. Oh gosh, I've just completely brainlocked. The young lady that's all tatted up and looks like she'd be in a punk rock band, but comes out in the 40s style dress and the veil and everything like that, and she's got that swing band behind her.
Debbie D's
one. Mm-hmm. It's not even the one I was thinking about, but they're everywhere.
I know who you're talking about.
They're everywhere. Yeah. There's an Australian girl from New Zealand, I think, and just same sort of thing. It's like look at Justin Timberlake's new album. You know, it's got a lot of the swing elements and a lot of that style. I think maybe it's just the style.
That's Mad Men.
Yeah. Hey, it is, isn't it?
Seems to be.
Well, there you go.
Mad Men has a lot to do with it. The Second Carolina String Band?
Okay. That's the first one I got to go off on. Okay. This is a big deal. This is an unplugged show at the library. Of course, the library at 2 o'clock, so a lot of you folks have missed it. But, of course, check it out at Riverbend. And they will also do a short show tomorrow at Point Park on Saturday up at Point Park, just whatever the cover charge is to get up there. This is the most historically correct band of Civil War music reenactors that there are. Think Carolina Chocolate Drops, only it is not in any way, shape, or form a shtick. There is nothing about them that is going to open doors because it's, a black band doing traditionally white music, and I'm not saying that's a shtick for the Chocolate Drops. I'm just saying certainly that gets your attention. These guys are for real. I mean, they live it, they dress it, they do songs from the North and the South, and they do not alter any lyrics. So for the politically correct and the squeamish, understand, they're not going to change anything because you might not like it. They don't go out of their way to offend either. Whatever the troops were singing, that's what they sing. And it's really, I mean, it's almost like the Dark Star Orchestra. They want the instruments to be exactly the same. It's going to be an intriguing show. There's no doubt about it.
How many people in this band?
Oh, I think the Cadillac version of it is seven. And there's some, certain things that will never change because that was just what they had. And the thing that got them hooked, it was the money wasn't quite there. And we really wanted to do it right because it's the sesquicentennial. This is our, kind of giving back to the community because it was a lot of money. It's the 150th and this is a big deal. But it was the private guided tour of Chickamauga. They are going to get their own van and their own guide,
cool. And
they're going to go places that you and I don't normally go, or if we do, we just buzz right past it, and they're going to get the story, and that's when they signed up.
I can see why they would.
Yeah.
Well, let's finish this stage. Almost Elton John, I assume, speaks for itself.
It does, and it is as close as you can possibly get. I think he has a minimum of 5, maybe as many as 9 costume changes. He runs through the gamut chronologically from young songwriter, rocker, through the flamboyant days and everything else. I mean, he pretty much hits it. And if you're an Elton John fan, this is it. I mean, let's face it. If you're just going to be a snob about it and you don't like a tribute band or a cover band, you're just not going to like it. If you do like Revival, I was hesitant to book them. Oh my gosh, I would travel to see them, and this guy is dead on. And, I know me, if he goes deep into the library, and I know he can, I sure would love to hear, Love Song or Amarina or something
too.
Like that, something off of Honky Chateau.
Cool. Well, let's play Turnpike Troubadours right now. Tell us about them.
Their music will it will jump off at you. You'll know exactly what they're all about. There are a lot of bands out there that are mining this particular vein right now. It is country. It is rock. It is folky. It is it's just roots music, but they play fast and they play loud, and it kind of reminds you of Skynyrd, and it kind of reminds you of Hank, and then it kind of reminds you of something punky. There's a little bit of Kings of Leon in there. There's an attitude, that's for sure.
I think Hank was a punk. The Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage, Turnpike Troubadours, this is them. They start tonight, 7:45.
Well, he was pushing 80, but he acted 22. He could laugh and drink just like his grandchildren would do. There was square hay on the meadow, second cutting of the year. Well, their summer work was over once they got the pasture clear. They were drinking on the big bluff, across the river from the field. Well, he walked up to the edge and threw a stone in and he kneeled. And he looked down at the water, said, boys, I'm going in. Well, they were cheering when he jumped, but he did not come up again. We'll raise another round, boys, and have another glass. Be thankful for a day, no, it'll never last.
We're talking about the Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage. Ashley and the X is at 6:15. Turnpike Troubadour, we just listened to, starting at 7:45. And then closing out the evening will be Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.
Yeah.
We'll come back to them because we're going to play something from them,
sure,
aren't we? So let's go over to the Volkswagen stage. Zach Dillon and Derailed.
Yeah,
are they local also?
They are, and they come highly recommended by folks. Zach has played with a bunch of different bands here locally. This is his new project, and you'll notice the big gap there. Jimmy Tallwater and the River City Showcase apparently plays from 7:30 to midnight. I don't think they'll be stretching out that long and playing over Jake Owen, but they will not leave the stage. They said they would refuse to leave the stage, so as if Jake leaves any room at the end, they will be jumping back
really?
In again. Yeah.
Wow. What is River City Showcase?
It is his selection. It is his all-star band. It's who he wants to be out there with. And Jimmy's been around for a long time, and just like our friend Roger Allen Wade, who's also playing later in the week, they have proven themselves to be stalwarts, and I think they sound better now than they did when they thought they sounded their best.
I hear you, and I know exactly what you mean. All right, let's go back to Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. That's tonight, 9:15, Tennessee Valley Credit Union stage.
I tell you, it came straight from Barking Legs. I mean, I steal. I mean, just mercilessly.
If and you steal from
I
the best.
I steal mercilessly, and whether it's Nightfall or whether it's Barking Legs or any of the other venues, JJ's. I just want to just get them here. And this band is from, it's either Fargo or somewhere in Minnesota. I'm not sure. They're from a cold, flat place, but they sound, for those of you of a certain age, so much like the Dixie Dregs, it will amaze you. The biggest exception between them and the Dixie Dregs is they do vocals, not always, but they do, and the vocals come out of the mouth of a very attractive young lady. She, when I name dropped the Dregs, had no idea. The rest of the band members lit up like a Christmas tree. So that tells you, you know, something right there. They found their own sound. It just happens to remind me of somebody.
This is Galactic Cowboy Orchestra.